Thank you for tuning in to Lighten Up with Jen and Sherry. This show is an invitation to let go of what's holding you down, laugh more, and love like crazy. If you've tuned in live to this episode, please call in now and be a part of the show. Our number is area code 646-200-0825. And now our hostesses, Jen and Sherry.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Lighten Up. I'm Jen Halterman, one of your hostesses. Sherry Gillum will be joining me shortly. And I welcome you to this conversation about email overload. I just did a Periscope over on Periscope, the app, or Periscope TV. You can find me over there at Music and Laughter is my kind of my handle. And I just did a Periscope where I talked about my own personal actual struggle with email. I have a love-hate relationship with it. In the world and the work that I do, there are more systems in place to generate, you know, a list and create a funnel and telling you how to, you know, all that. You know how you know it? Because you get those damn emails or else you're using them to get clients and to interact with people. And I'm going to be talking today with Sherry about my experience of this and my opinion. I have had some amazing trainings, and I have worked with some people who can send out an email list, and they will report by report by report, return, and say, look at these sales. I made $2,000 in 3 hours. Look at this. I made $20,000 in 7 days. Look at this, all from an email campaign. And they will teach a system, and they will do this and encourage people to repeat what they're doing with your own content. And I've gone through all those trainings, and I have an email list or an inbox in my that is full of emails from people like that. And honestly, I struggle with that. I struggle with email overload, and I don't want to be part of the noise. And that is what this conversation is about the noise and the chaos and how much it goes on and on in our world. I mean, it's a cultural norm now. People send an email 100 times before they'll actually write a piece of mail and stick it in the mailbox and let it be delivered in person by hand. And so this is a conversation that is personal for me and Sherry and our own conversations that we have, but also in the industry. And so we're going to have a real honest conversation about it, our perspective of it. I know people don't all agree with us, and quite honestly, it doesn't matter to me if we agreed with it or not. This is just our opinions so that we can have another conversation, because I know that, like for myself, I could really complain about this, and that's not where I want to end. I am willing to acknowledge that I get frustrated. I am totally willing to share my complaints or what I don't like or what I don't care for or what bothers me about it. But the truth is, I don't want to end there. I want to come up with a solution or a way to go to contribution. What is a solution? What is there that is possible? What is going to be happening? And today on the Periscope, I was sharing my frustration, and I've been working on something that is my personal style, my personal way of interacting with people, and somebody reflected back, you know, love letters or notes specifically from me, Jen, is something that they were saying, I would love to receive that. And that is similar to what I've been working on. And so that feedback really is like, okay, that gives me feedback that what I'm actually creating does resonate with my audience. And that's the kind of thing that I want to talk about today. So that's what the show's about. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing this show with people, especially if you know that this conversation impacts your friends, your Facebook, your followers, all of that. Thank you for sharing this, because there is another option. I believe it. I know it. And that's what I'm stepping into. And so I thank you for sharing the show links and for opening up the conversation to more and more people so that we can make a change, so that instead of the norm being that we receive a manipulative, marketing, slimy, needy, creepy email from a list, that instead we empower ourselves, we get clear about what we do want to receive, as well as, especially for those entrepreneurs out there, that we get really clear about what we are sending out to the world. So that's what's on my heart and mind today. And now I'm going to bring on Sherry, and we're going to dive into the topic. Hi, Sherry. Thanks for being with me today. I think you're on mute.
There we go. Hello. Whoopsie. Thank you. Yes, I think this is a great topic, and we've had many conversations about it and exchanged some ideas around it, and it's a little hot topic, so I'm happy to be here today. Thank you for having me here.
Oh, you're so welcome, and I really appreciate the contribution you are to the conversation as I'm going through it, because here's where, here's my little blah, 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 okay? So email list, almost every website. I mean, we went to the craft store, and as we're in line, at any time we go shopping at the store, which we go to a lot for paints, I'm just saying, we pull up our email to see what coupons are in the email, okay? So even going shopping, instead of coupons being in the newspaper or in our mailbox, we get them in on our phone, so we have them with us. We don't have to, oh, shoot, I forgot the coupon at home. We have it with us. We pull it up at the register. Zap, you get the discount. Okay, go on. Now, I will admit, I love when I get a message from Sherry that says, hey, I got another coupon from XYZ Craft Store. Want to go shopping? I love that. That's cool, right? Like, I love when I get notified my favorite jeans are on sale or there's a bra sale or something. You know, like, I'm all for that. That's awesome. And then there's times I go into a store and it's like, can I get your email address? And I'm thinking, what? No.
Yeah.
I came in to pick up, one piece of hardware or what? I don't want. And so the stores have caught on that that's what we do. The stores have caught on that we use the coupons and we, all of that stuff. And so what's happening is our already chaotic email list, now where we shop, they're filling up our inbox also.
Yeah, that's not cool.
It's not, but there's a benefit to it, which is why one of the reasons I love Gmail is because I divide up all the emails that come to me in different boxes so they get assigned. Like, this is all the sales ads. This is all, they get divided up. When I'm on my computer, that's great. When I open my phone, I don't have that division, and so I'm kind of overwhelmed with all those emails.
Yeah.
So as we get into this conversation, I really want to stress that I see the benefit of emails. I do. And I also recognize how overwhelming it is and how these, emails can get out of control. I was talking to somebody. She goes, oh, yeah, I have a junk email account where anytime that a company or a store wants an email address, I give them that one. And it is where all that stuff goes to. And I was like, wow, that's a sad statement for our day. I create a junk email account so that when people demand that they need my email address, I can have it go to a junk email that I don't sign into ever. Like, when are stores going to catch on that people actually do that?
Yeah.
And instead of making it a requirement that we are on their email list, that instead it's a choice of, no,
right.
I don't want your promos. Because, me, I'm all about empowering every individual to make your choices.
That's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
Well, if we're in a checkout line and someone says, can I have your email? And you say, no, I'm at choice. I don't want to be added to your, well, why, ma'am? Well, for the same reason that you're at choice, would you like to be on my email list?
Yeah, exactly. How about if all your employees join my email list so I can send you a marketing campaign every week?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. So anyway, that's kind of what's on our mind. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, being at Choice, and I know you're going to talk about this as we dive deeper in this, but it's so important that we are at Choice. I mean, it's not a requirement. Are they going to have to email police out? You can't shop at their store because you're going to get added. You don't get added. Come on, really? I mean,
right.
It's a little overwhelming, you know, before you can give them your money. Well, what's your email address? Why do you need that, you know?
Yeah. Do you want my money or not?
Yeah.
Right.
So,
well, then we go into the realm of the entrepreneurial type emails. So to be on somebody's list, whether it's an author, a blogger, a coach, a doctor, a healer, all of this, then we go into that topic. And that is where my personal, my personal connection or my personal experience with email campaigns comes in pretty strong. So I know what I've done because I've done, honey, I've done bazillions of classes and trainings and all this crap, way too many hours on it. and I recently have had a huge change in perspective about it. So how about if we start with you? Let's talk about some of your perspectives on emails. And with every perspective that we share, I'd really like to be sure that we focus on what is a solution. So if something's frustrating, I want to be sure. So if I go off on a tangent, honey, be sure you bring me back to what's a solution or what's another possibility with it, okay? So kind of hold me accountable there, okay?
I got my fishing pole in case you get too far.
All right, reel me back in.
Uh-huh.
Awesome.
All right.
So tell me something that's on your mind about email.
So, well, you've already addressed the store things. That's one of my pet peeves. You know, if I want to be on your email list, I'll get on it. Now, let's talk. I'm going to talk about, say I find a coach or a health issue relative to my health condition that, oh, well, this looks interesting. I'll join their email list. And I go in and I read some of their stuff. I look at their I'm a ding-dong researcher, so when I choose in, I make sure I choose in. So say I get into that, and let's just say Hashimoto's, there's some kind of juicing thing or, you know, health thing, and I read the article. Some of it's pertinent. I'm like, you know, this just isn't, after reading it, I choose out. I unsubscribe. My pet peeve is even though I might unsubscribe, I'm going to get little trickle emails from them. I mean, how does that happen? You know, so it's still, I feel that when I unsubscribe, then I should be taken off the list. And so, you know, that's a pet peeve of mine. A lot of them I really, you know, the ones I want to choose into, I like getting their stuff. Yeah, I have a separate thing on my Gmail account, so all of those things typically go there, but it's massive. When you talked to baby, yesterday I think you did the show on, you know, cleaning out your emails and subscribing. I know like a week and a half ago, I deleted, like, I hadn't done it for a long time, but like over 2,000 emails. You know, it's just I don't get on my computer as much as I used to. I do a lot of stuff. I do all my scheduling mostly from my phone or my iPad. So it's overwhelming when you go sit. It's overwhelming to me when I go sit down and I sit at my computer and I pull up my Gmail and I'm like, holy mackerel here. It's overwhelming. And then I think, oh my gosh, I got to get this stuff cleaned up. It's just, you know, it's just, I like a clean space when I work, and that all that looking at me is like, hey, pay attention to me. It's a distraction. It's a total distraction, and so that's my point of view on a consumer end. Now let me talk about a business owner end. You know, I am very my client form.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Wait. Before you go over to the business owner end, So you have a unique personality type. So you're very firefly. You like a clean work environment, that kind of thing. So from your vantage point, what can you do to keep from getting overwhelmed with your inbox? So here's the solution piece. Like, what can you do for your personality type? Because my personality type is totally different.
Right. So
what
for
do you
me,
struggle with, what
I gotta,
can you do, that kind of thing?
So, you know, my first step was like, okay, unsubscribe to these emails and get all the updates and promotions and just put things that I really need in there, in those tabs, so that my primary inbox are my clients, my financial stuff for one of the companies that I use, so that I'm not looking at all of that at once. And, you know, on my phone, I have my music stuff broken down and the house concert stuff. I have several mailboxes on there, but my primary business one, I just make sure I only see BodyWise. So I don't, and of course, it all goes in there. So that's what I do when I'm on my phone. But when I have time to sit at my desk and work, like today, it's like, oh. So it's like, okay, so what I'm doing now is in my spare time, like if we're relaxing, watching TV, I can go in, unsubscribe, just get those things out there that no longer serve me, that, oh, wow, I thought I deleted that. I'm still getting emails. So just it's a thing you got to keep up on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah, okay, so it's a choice to keep up on it. It's you have to actually choose to set time to keep that clear, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's
as a firefly,
tip for somebody. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go
ahead.
So as a firefly, if I go in like this morning, I gotta work on curriculum. I go in, check my email, and like, oh my gosh, okay, I see it. Okay, I'm gonna set aside time later. When it's not daytime, it's evening time, that I'm going to spend X number of hours, an hour cleaning this up, unsubscribing, so that I don't do it and get distracted by it right away. It's like, oh, look at all that. Oh, I should delete it now. I don't do that. I'll set time aside later when I don't have this other thing on my plate because it's a distraction.
It is a distraction. And you know, when you are easily distractible, and for the listeners, you know if this is you. And if you have a system set up that is going to be distracting you all the time, then please understand that you are choosing not to be engaged in what it is you're doing.
Uh-huh.
You're choosing to allow something in your space that is going to distract you constantly, okay? I can remember being around somebody who is obsessive about keeping their inbox clear. Like, they would delete stuff on the spot. But that also meant that if they got a notification, all their notifications were turned on. If an email came in, it didn't matter if you were standing in the middle of a damn grocery store. They were pulling out their phone, opening the email, either deleting it or moving it to a folder or whatever it was right then and there. And I'm like, but what if you need to get back to that later? Well, I'll just have to remember to get back to it later. And I can remember just being amazed because that is so not my style. It's not my personality type. But it was almost an anxiety thing that if they did not clear that email box nonstop all day long, I don't know what the email gods were going to zap them with, you know, I don't know, a hacking or something. I'm not sure. But it was nonstop. But then on the other side of it, you know, now there's you who I've witnessed you, and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to look for this little coupon here for, you know, when we're up at the register, I'm going to look at this coupon. Oh, next thing you know, I look over, I'm like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm reading an email from, you know, one of my favorite coaches. I'm like, you're going to get to that coupon? Oh, yeah, I forgot. You know, because the firefly got distracted in that inbox. And And to me, this is why, you know, everybody is going to be different. So I don't want to tell you or tell anybody listening how you should do it. But notice what you are doing. Notice what is there to be addressed. Because, you know, if you look at my phone and you look at, you know, how it gives a little number for how many unread emails there are, I would give that person that I was just talking about who had to have zero all the time a freaking heart attack. Because there are so many unread. And that is my own thing. And it doesn't bother me that there's some unread. I don't feel urgently, you know, required to engage with that. So that's just my approach. So to me, I want to interject here so we don't have to come back to it. But for me, my style is I actually, if I scroll through and I see an email from somebody, it doesn't make me want to open it, okay, because I only open email at certain times a day. I have a schedule. If I am not drawn to open that email when it's either coffee time or it's in the afternoon when I check my email or in the evening before I log off for the day, if it doesn't make me open it, I leave it unopened, and here's why. When I go back through, and how I do it is I go on, I log on when I'm going to do a big, you know, cleansing purge of my email. I log on to my email, I go to the search thing, and I search by the email sender. So a store name or an entrepreneur that I may have subscribed to their list or whatever. And I instantly have an entire population of all the contacts they have sent me. If I haven't opened one on that entire page, that, and I don't remember how many Gmail shows, but it's quite a few. I'm going to do a quick search right here. That one didn't work. Let me try another one. I'm doing it on the fly right now. Okay. If it looks like it shows me 50, okay? If I scroll through that first page and I haven't opened one of those emails, the top email on there, I click it, I unsubscribe, then I go back to that list of all their stuff and I delete all. Pink, gone. This one that I searched right now, if I were to click it, okay, I have opened email, so I'm not going to, but if I were to click it, I would delete 73 unopened emails right now. However, yeah. I've opened about 140, so I'm not going to do that to this particular list, okay? But that's my approach of how I do it. I search who came through that I skipped over. Whose email came through that I skipped over? And I search them, and I bring up all their correspondence with me, and then I delete them all and after I've unsubscribed. So that's my personal style for me. So I actually, it's like I'm monitoring my own amount of ignoring content that doesn't resonate with me so that I can really be clear as to what I'm going to delete.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we can jump to the professional side.
Okay.
What were you going to say?
So as a business owner, what I do, I make sure, you know, before what I do now, let's just stay here in the present. What I do now is in my client intake form, I make sure there's a line on there that says, do you want to be added to my email list? And if they mark yes, great. If they mark no, that's great too. For me, I don't send out a lot of email marketing. I might send, you know, maybe, I just don't. I don't even know how many I send out a year. It's that minimal. However, that's about to change in the fact that, you know, I have some classes that I'm going to be teaching. So people that said yes, I include in that email. My program only brings up those when I do my email marketing, this really cool program. And in every email that I do send, I always put at the bottom, if you would please, you know, put remove in the subject line if you want to be removed from my email list. Now, the tricky thing with my program is if you schedule online, I need your email. But my program knows they've opted out of receiving emails because I really want to, because I want to be respected in my giving out my email to businesses. Mm-hmm. I totally want to respect that for my clients. So that's what I do with my business. And, you know, it seemed, I think I've maybe had old clients that when I combined old lists with my new program, I maybe had one or two people that wanted to be removed. So, and they weren't really even seeing me anymore. And I think it's so important that we respect the choice of others in regards to this. And that's what I wanted to, you know, really say with, you know, conviction and just want to honor that choice in them.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's been a, you guys, there's an obsessive science for, especially for entrepreneurs who, you know, maybe they feel like the more, because here's what I heard recently. I think it's like 2-3% of your email list will actually buy from you. So that's why people grow their list to a huge number. Because if you think about it, if somebody has a list of, you know, only 100 people on their list, okay, great. Well, they are thinking 2 or 3 people might give me money. So every time they send something out, they are hoping that 2-3% will send them money, buy their service, buy a program, subscribe, whatever the hell it is that they're doing. That's the email marketing world, okay? And I've taken those classes when, you know, and it's so interesting to me. I've been, here's my little duped by my own kind of industry, but how many marketing programs I've heard that will say, I'm going to teach you how to sell something authentically. I'm going to show you, I've got a program that is for sure going to be the way you can make money from your list or whatever the hell it is. And every single one of them is just a different approach to that 2-3%. And so this is why at this very moment and for the past years, I don't have a damn email list. You know, marketers and other entrepreneurs just go aghast to think, okay, hi, how you doing over there? there's a lot of background noise, babe.
Yeah, I know, my chair just squeaked, sorry.
Oh, okay, I didn't know what it was. I'm like, are you okay? After the garage door incident, I didn't want you passing out. So when people find out that, you know, my radio show had 80,000 listeners, okay, and they go, "How? Well, gal, you've got an amazing list." I'm like, no, I didn't capture emails from those listeners. They chose to tune into the show. And this is back in the day of Everyday Joy. They almost pass out. Like, I've been yelled at. I've been lectured. I've been promised I am going to help you get those 80,000 people's email addresses. And I look at him like, what? No, you won't, because that wasn't what that connection was designed for. And so it's been an actual place of struggle for me. It's been a place of a lot of inner turmoil because I don't want an email list so that I can manipulate people into sending me money. I want an email list because I like connection. And recently with somebody that I have been working with that I resonate with her style, and I've had her on the show, Allison Crow, she was speaking about the topic, and she said, you know, I don't like having an email list either. And she said, but have you ever considered having an address book? And she said, an address book is different because it's a list is attached to all the expectation of sales. All the email list, all the programming that's gone into it, all the studies, the algorithms, the funnels, all that bullshit, to be honest, is really what that's about? And I was like, yes, because if you're in my address book, that's where I send birthday cards from. That's where I send a love letter. That's where I send a thank you note. My address book is personal, and it's where the people that I want to connect and want to, they want to hear from me, you know, like that's where they are. And so it really got me considering, what would it be like to have an address book instead? And that shifted the energy. Well, I have this, there's one thing, the notes from the universe. And for those of you who don't know what that is, I don't know where you've been, but Mike Dooley has created, years and years ago, created a thing called Notes from the Universe. And if you subscribe, you get a very short email every single day from the universe. Little reminders, cute little quips, you know. And it's just a little reminder of the universe is aware of you. Now, I have no idea how many millions of people are on that list, but it is amazing. His notes from the universe have been published into books now. And that is something that I have subscribed to for years. I love getting that. Okay. Then there was something else I found, and that is the free will astrology, the horoscopes from Rob Resney, who is the creator and the author of Pronoia. And I fell in love with his work. He resonates with my heart. His rebel side lights me up. I love this man and his work. And every week he sends out these horoscopes. So what happens is the notes from the universe, True Confessions of Jen, I quit reading a long time ago. I actually quit reading them. There's no reason. They didn't go bad, but I quit reading them. And when I noticed I wasn't even reading them, which they used to be the first thing I read in the morning, I knew that I just had, it was just a season and it had changed and it was time to move on. So I unsubscribed. Why have it fill up my email box, right? It hadn't done anything wrong. I still love Mike Dooley. I bought his books, you know. I still look at his stuff, but he doesn't come into my email box, inbox. Here's the interesting thing about Resney. Neither does he. Not because I don't look at it anymore, but because I could. I could go onto the website and I could subscribe and I could have it emailed to me. But I made a conscious choice a while ago, a few years ago, that I was no longer going to subscribe to that email list because I would rather consciously choose to go to the website itself. I don't know what the difference is for me, other than it's not an automatic response that I'm engaging in. It is a conscious choice I'm engaging in. So, yes, I do know what it is for me. That's it right there. There's a big difference for me personally in saying, oh, it's Tuesday, I'm going to go get our horoscopes. Do you want to hear yours first? I love that.
Yeah.
Instead of opening my email and going, okay, well, oh, I got the email. Like, it's just a choice. Like, it doesn't make it bad or good or better. It's just my choice because I want to be consciously engaging with what I choose to engage with. And to me, that's the power of knowing if you're a contribution. Because, you know, on the Periscope today, Lori was saying, I would love to get love letters from you in the email, and that would be really fun. And I'm like, oh, I've got so much that I could share. I would love to share it from my heart, personally engaging in it, not making it a funnel or a system that I don't even touch. It goes on automatic. Because I'm an energy worker, I want my energy to be in that. I want to know that I did it. I don't have a marketing assistant doing it. And until I do something different, when it's too massive and I don't want to do that anymore, which I don't think that's going to happen for me, that's how I'll approach it. And the reason is because I care about the contribution that I'm sending out to the world, period. I don't want to just send fluff. I don't want to send manipulation. It's not my style. It is not how I honor myself or anybody that would entrust me with their name in my address book. And so when I consider this and I think about what you send out to your clients, which you're right, it isn't very often, and me, it doesn't even exist yet. It will shortly because there is something. But what I've actually been doing is I've been creating an actual explanation for anybody that comes to join my email address book, okay, to say, if you want to hear about this from me, you can find it on this Facebook page. If you want to follow what I like to cook in the kitchen, you'll find that on Pinterest. Here's my board. If you like this, go here to this. If you like this, this is what's here. This is what's here. And if you know all that about me and you want to receive messages from me, now you join my address book. And the reason that's important to me is I don't want somebody to join my address book out of obligation or thinking they're a contribution because they're one more person on my address book. Because let me tell you the truth, people. Address books, the people who have that mailing list, if they have any kind of automated mailing list, the more people on their mailing list, the more it costs them to send an email. So consider that. If you're not opening the email, they are paying to send you something that you are not even interacting with. I don't care if it's a penny email. It doesn't matter to me. That's not what matters. And if there's not that energetic exchange, you are a taker or you are a drain or you are receiving or you are setting yourself up to be given something you're not able to receive or not interested in receiving. And to me, that is how you can choose what contributes to your life.
Mm-hmm.
That is a huge difference. If you consider, if I sign up for this email list, am I open to receiving what comes to me? Boy, that'll filter out that shit so quick. You'll see a drop in you're willing to subscribe to.
Well, and since we've been talking about that, and this email conversation has been going on for a couple weeks or a week and a half, and just the amount of emails that, I mean, that's so true. What am I willing to receive? How can it contribute to my life? Because the other stuff is just fluff.
Yeah, or you recognize it as a sales pitch, or you recognize it that they're hoping you're part of the 2-3% that's going to turn around and send them money. Let's be honest. Be totally freaking honest about that. What is in that message? What is it? Is it a sales pitch? Be damn clear that it's a sales pitch. Or is it truly a love note? Is it truly a contribution to your life? Is it absolutely a space that they are sending you something from their heart or from something that's, you know, vital to them or they're passionate about? And are you interested in receiving it?
Right.
Because if we would do this, I mean, look, this is just practicing with email, but imagine how this could change your life. If you make it a habit with email and you start doing this with the rest of your life, people, it'll change it. Okay, go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, it is. It will, because I was just getting ready to say this is applicable to all the junk, the extra stuff and distractions in your life. I was going to say the same thing, just differently. Yeah.
I love it. Yes, and, you know, you think about it. Okay, you're going through the grocery store. What do you think those end caps are for? Why do you think they have the candy and gum and the sodas at the last minute? What? It is so strategic. It is 100% marketing. And I know because I worked in the retail industry and I worked in grocery stores. And if you pick something up and you're on automatic and you just do it because, oh, I like that, I'll get it. Oh, it's only, you know, 35 cents. I don't know what the hell's 35 cents anymore, but. And you decide you're going to do that. If you were in the habit with your email of asking, is this a contribution to my life? what's the contribution that this thing is to my life? And you got curious about it, and then you took that out to the world, your shopping would change. What you interact with in the world would change. And by the way, you would start applying this to the people in your life as well. Because how many people or situations or habits actually are not contributing to your life that you're tolerating, that you're engaging with, that you're on autopilot with?
That's so true. That is so true.
So,
you know, if you really, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just, you know, really taking, I'm going to move my chair. If you look, if you're willing to look at that, you know, we talk about emails, or I said something about emails being fluff and what a distraction they are. You know, when you want to create relationships with people, how much of them are fluff? And what are they contributing? What are those relationships contributing to you, and what are you contributing to them? And is it time to let some of them go or hold on, rein, you know, pull in some of them that means that you really want to choose in with?
Yes. Oh, I really appreciate that consideration. That tool, that suggestion for people, you know, anybody listening, I'll be honest, this is something that I myself practice regularly, and I know you do as well, Sherry. We check in with a lot of things like that. Is this a contribution? What is the contribution I am seeking at this time? And what am I willing to receive? And is what it is that I'm actually putting the energy into finding going to be a contribution to my life? And when I consider what I give to the world, I really, is this a contribution? You know, is it going to inspire laughter? Will it ignite somebody's willingness to let go? Will it, you know, I don't know, does it inspire somebody to be a little bolder? Will it, whatever it is, does it encourage curiosity? Those types of things come up within me before I do things. And for some people, they might go, well, I don't think you're really checking in because I don't interpret it that way. Right. Exactly. And that's why you may not be my audience. And I'm okay with that. Are you?
Yeah.
You see,
right.
That's the bigger difference. You know, the other side of this, especially, and I'm going to speak to the entrepreneurs and to people who are list building and doing all that, are you literally filling up your list so you can have that huge list that we're told, and, you know, people are told in marketing schemes and funnels and all that you've got to have a large list to get that 2 to 3%. Are you filling it up with people that you know are not a match for you? Because if you are, you're buying into and you're actually keeping that 2 to 3% theory going. I would much rather have an address book full of people that I send out things that I truly feel are a contribution to their life, that I interact with, that, you know, I'm connecting from my heart, that are connecting back, that are responding to emails, that are sharing posts, that are liking, that are commenting. I would rather have 5 people that do that than a million people that ignore and fill up their inbox with my chaos that they have no desire to read.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Yeah, that's so true, and I'm going to tell a story on myself. When I had a huge client list and lots of clients in Illinois before I moved here. I had, like, you know, over, for me it was big, over 700, probably more than that. And when I came here, I eventually got up to, like, you know, 600 here in Texas. And what I would do, I have a marketing thing that I do at year end. It's a Christmas special. And I would handwrite, or I would, you know, create a letter and enclose gift certificates and a nice little letter saying, hey, call me to activate these. You know, here's your shopping right in this nice little envelope. And some of those people, and what I learned is over, you know, I would hear, I might send 600 out and not, you know, maybe a quarter, if a quarter of that, an eighth of that would come back. And I'm like, you know, let's just rethink this. And as I learned, you know, before I met Jen, as I learned, I would just dial it back. I would print that. I would, you know, look at that list in a spreadsheet form, and I'm like, okay, these people haven't been here. You know, so I just kind of dialed it back and kept dialing it back. And so, you know, do you want to receive email? Do you want to receive snail mail? And it was a learning process for me, but I want, you know, I understand people come and get some body work done, and they may come in one time, but because they come in one time, I have them on a list because they said yes. But, you know, it's a fine line. Do I need to keep, but hey, remember me from, you know, back in January? You know, that's
right.
Just stupid. Yeah, I mean, that's my opinion, okay? I just don't, because if that was me in their shoes, I'm like, wow. Oh, yeah. You know, it's like, So, you know, I like to look at, even when I do my mailing at year end now, it is, you know, I might send out 100. I have, you know, 600 people on my list. I may send out 100 emails or 100. Actually, I still do snail mail, and because I want to personalize it. Those are my, you know, clients that I see all the time, and you know they're important to me. Sorry, I have to itch my shoulder. They're important to me, and you know I want to take the time to do that. You know, I take pride in them being my clients. Whereas before, years ago, it's like, okay, let's just send it out to the masses. I went to a marketing class. This is they said what to do. Wow, whoo, yay me. But, you know, this is the way I do it now is very it's intentional. There you go. I was looking. It's intentional and it's personal. Okay, I'm off my box.
Right. I love that box. That's awesome. Well, you know, there is something about, and I love Steve Chandler and Rich Lipman, who are coaches that I just love their work. And they talk about being needy, creepy, and how you get into that needy, creepy energy that, oh, hey, please send me money. I'm going to, you know, I'm just so sappy and beggy. And look, I have another 12 steps going to save your life. And next week I'll have 8 steps that are going to save it. And then, you know, and in a year you'll hear from me again and, oh my gosh, I've got it down to 4 steps. Please send me money. And what a turnoff that is. And I agree with them, just my opinion, but I do agree with them. And there is a huge difference because, and here's why. Somebody's like, somebody sent me a message that, okay, that's great. And I would love this, but that doesn't make me money. And here's what I have to say about that. People that buy a program from me that don't know me and are not in a relationship or conversation with me, if they don't like the program, they're going to go, that was crap, I want a refund. And if they do know me, they'll go, Jan, I'm not getting it. And I get in a conversation with them and they go, oh, I see what I wasn't getting. Okay, I'm going to continue on. Why? Because there's a relationship. I am interested in the relationship. I'm willing to receive money from strangers. I like money. You can send me money any damn time you want. I like cash, preferably. And the truth is, if I'm going to work with somebody, I'm going to have a relationship with them before anything. And so these emails that I'm talking about are not where I make a sale. So let me be very clear in the distinction. I am not sending out marketing emails to get sales. I am building relationships. Do you know why? Because if I'm a contribution to somebody's life and their life is pretty good and they decide they want it great, I'm already in a conversation with them and they might consider contacting me to work with me. or if I'm in a conversation with somebody and, you know, the shit hits the fan and they go, who do I know, like, and trust? I hope that my contribution in their life has meant that they reach out to me. That's where my heart is. Not mm-hmm. to make a quick sale, not to sell mm-hmm. As many programs as I can to get a quick buck. That's not how I want to do business. It's not where my heart is. I would much rather have a relationship with somebody where they know if they know, like, or trust me. And the truth is, I am not interested in the kind of, sort of, I don't know, she's all right. No, get off my damn email list. I don't want you in my email list if I'm whatever, kind of lukewarm. No, that's not where I want. I want hell yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for. And if it's hell no, happily go on your way. There's no hard feelings. Just carry on. But people that are and who don't address it and who don't unsubscribe and who don't engage and who don't share and they just kind of that content takers and they glom on and they get everything they can get, but they never reciprocate the energy, those, no. Which is why the program that I'm actually going to be launching in the next couple days of establishing my address book for who I want to interact with and who wants to hear from me, I clearly state I will be looking, and if you have not opened a series of campaigns, you will get a personal email from me asking, are you sure you want to be on this list? So that you can choose to unsubscribe, because I don't want to be part of the noise that you ignore in your inbox.
You know, I so appreciate that aspect and that approach. And, you know, what would happen if all people did that? You know, it does reduce the amount of noise. You know, it's like the sender, you the person that is wanting to build your address book has you're very conscientious, whatever.
Yeah, it's good.
But you're very mindful. I can say that word. You're very mindful and intentional. And with that, you know, and this speaks to that. With that intention, you know, you're going to attract the people that want to be there and want to interact with you in that way. And how great a relationship is that?
Yeah. There is a sense of clarity when you know the contribution that you're willing to offer to the world, and whoever receives it, great, fantastic, wonderful. And yet I'm very clear that, you know, there's so much that I offer to the world that goes out, you know, Facebook, and I don't know who sees it, and I don't, you know, you can like the page and never do anything with it, or you can share it all over your stuff. It doesn't matter to me, but that's a place you can engage that way. But instead, I'm really clear with the address book that I'm creating. I if you're going to be in my address book, I actually, let me see. Yes, there is actually part of the what's required to be, that's the word I was looking for, what's required for you to be in that address book is engagement. Because if you just want to get whatever it is I offer, I will give you a list of all the places you can get all that information. But to be in my address book, I am energetically and intentionally contributing to that, as well as the other. But the address book, if you're not in that dynamic of interaction with it, then carry on. Yeah. So then carry on, go on your way, and get information somewhere else. And so I hope that this conversation about how to recognize if something's a contribution, it's funny, I've got somebody telling me, well, sounds like you're really attached to the outcome and you have a lot of expectations of your people. Yeah, you know what? Abso-frickin-lutely I do. 100% clear. If you are in my personal address book, you bet your ass I want you to be honorable with the content that I share. And that does mean that you honor the content, because that's my choice. This comes from my heart, and it is my inner circle. And I do have boundaries about that. So, you know, name calling and saying, well, it looks like you're not being very conscious, you have a lot of expectations, that's a lot. That's your projection. But guess what? This is my address book. So, yes, I absolutely will be clear about what goes on with it and who's on the list. I don't expect perfection, but I do expect engagement. And if you don't want to engage, don't be on the list. It's that simple. It's like, I don't like what you're putting on your Facebook wall. Okay, great. Stop looking at it. That's your answer right there. You don't want to be expected to engage with content, then don't get the content. That's all there is to it. And I'm fully aware that there are a lot of marketing plans and systems that work when you want to market to the masses. I'm not that person. So trying to convince me to go along with the masses and the numbers, I'm really proud of you that you can make $200,000 in a month through your email list. I actually don't want that. Yes, I love money, but I don't want your email list and I don't want your system. So thank you for expressing yourself, and I am choosing to comment to this message that I received on the show while I'm on the show, because I want to be this clear and this transparent. That is not my marketing plan. That is yours, and it works for you. But for those of you who are listening, just consider what energy just came into the show, where you are just a number and you are just a dollar in that person's bank account.
Mm-hmm.
Consider it carefully, because people like who just messaged me want you on their list. So check the energy behind what you engage with and what your contribution is, and be intentional with it. You cannot always avoid the asshats. They're out there, and it happens. But you can be intentional. And my invitation for you is, be a contribution. And when somebody contributes to your life, receive it with appreciation. Acknowledge it. Engage with it. Honor it. Say thank you. Say this really resonated. Say, I'm going to share this with somebody. Or take that action instead of just saying it. Do it. It's up to you. It's your inbox. Be the boss of it. It's your Facebook feed. Be the boss of it. This is how we can really, I mean, this is the benefit of being an entrepreneur, is being able to say,
right,
no, that's not for me, or yes, I'm going to do this one, or oh, I tried that, it didn't work, or oh, I tried that and I loved it, it works great for my plan. That's the benefit. We get to decide. So I love this. I love the topic. I love the passion that comes up, and I love all the different perspectives, Sherry. Is there anything you want to wrap up with?
Yes. You know, addressing, piggybacking on what you just said, you know, you got to find out what works for you. If you're the person that sends out massive emails and that's working for you, that's the way you do it. And, you know, be mindful. Be mindful of how you do that and what you're attracting when you do. You know,
absolutely.
That's what I'll say. That's what I'll say to that. And, you know, just be mindful of that, because we all have choice in our email list and how we want to attract clients and what it is we are attracting with it.
Yep.
What works for some doesn't work for others. There you go.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, thanks for being here, everybody, and thank you for all of your contribution, the different perspectives and opinions. Thankfully, this is Sherry and my show, and we get to express our perspective and opinions. So come back tomorrow,
right,
and we'll see what we're talking about. I'm talking about then. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Lighten Up with Jen and Sherry. To find out more about Sherry's cranial sacral and massage therapy practice, by checking out her website at www.bodywisehealthcare.com. BodyWise is nourishment for the mind, body, and being. If you're part of an organization that could benefit from my dynamic, engaging public speaker for your next live event, or if you'd like to find out more about her programs offered, Jen can be reached at her website, www.jenhalterman.me.